Track 19. Reading and listening.
Images from the past. Whenever you talk to old people or people above 70, they immediately talk about how things used to be very different when they were small or even younger. My great-grandma is one of them. She used to live in the Revolutionary Age in a town called Jiquipilco in the state of Mexico. She says that the town used to be a hiding place for many fugitives, people who are outside the law or who are running away blamed for being thieves. These people used to hide in the caverns along the river. These people used to hide in the caverns along the river, especially when the water was at a low level. The caverns protected them from their chasers because no one from the town dared to escape or go into these areas. People in the town today have many memories about these stories from the Mexican Revolution. There are even pictures of these bandits and of their families and how they used to hide inside the caves. These families are part of the cultural heritage of the community because most families are from bandits and locals who decided to live together or who were forced to. There are also books in the local church where you can read about these families and their ancestral roots. The roots of one's family are really important, and this is something we can have to remember how things used to be. They say that families used to work in the fields, mostly, or raise animals for local consumption. People used to travel in carriages, horses, mules, and donkeys. The transportation to the municipality was hard and took days to go from one place to another. They used to send messages from one town to another with pigeons. These pigeons used to transport the small messages tied to their feet, something people used to do in past centuries to give and receive information. My great-grandmother used to tell us different stories about this old town. She doesn't remember many now. It's difficult for her because her memory isn't as good as it used to be.